we're back in the Pirkei Dei Rabbi Eliezer, and the Medrash had been discussing Yaakov Avinu. You guys have the place still? Vayeshev Yaakov Beetz Megure Aviv. Yaakov settled down in his father's territory, where his father lived. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol ben zoken chaviv la'aviv. Ordinarily, a child that a person has when he's an old man, so then the father has a greater affinity for that child. Sheneimar, as we find the verse says, Ve'Yisrael ahav et Yosef mikol banav ki ben zkunim hulo. Yaakov loved Yosef more than his other children because Yosef was the child he had when he was already an old man. Now the Medrash asks, V'chi ben zkunim haya Yosef? Was Yosef really the child that was born when Yaakov was the oldest? He had a younger brother, right? So why does Yosef get this special treatment? V'alo Binyamin haya ben zkunim? His youngest child, the child he had when he was oldest, was Binyamin. Ela, but why did Yosef get that special treatment? Al yedei shera binvuato shehu atid limloch. Yaakov saw with prophecy that Yosef would take the throne. Lefichach haya ohev oto mikol banav. That's why he loved him more than all his other sons. V'kineu oto kina gdola. That great jealousy of Yosef. Shenemar, as the verse says, the brothers recognized that he loved him more. And we'll expand on this when we learn the parasha inside. Ve'od, and another reason, he saw himself in a dream, Yosef saw he would be king. Ve'igid la'aviv, he told his father, ve'osifu lo kina al kina. So then the brothers got even more jealous. Shnemaz, the verse says, ve'osifu od seno oto, they hated him even more when they heard these dreams. So far, we're all together, yeah? The Medrash asked the question, there was a younger brother, the Medrash says it wasn't only because he was born when he was an old man, but also because he saw that he would save all of them, he would be the king over all of them. It says they continued hating him, they hated him more for his dreams and what he said. What does it mean, what he said? He saw his brethren and he saw that they were eating young goats when they were still alive. He comes to his father and says that, you know, your kids aren't keeping the Noahide laws. My brothers, they're eating goats when they're not yet dead. He wasn't right, but that was the picture he got, and he gave over that picture to his father. And here the commentaries discuss how did he make this mistake. Okay. But at any rate, this is what he told his father. So he gave them a bad name by his father. So that's the second reason they hated him. As the verse says, they couldn't speak to him in peace. They said, the way you speak about us, we can't talk to you. Amar Yaakov li Yosef, Yaakov said to his son Yosef, Yosef beni, my son Yosef, hare yesh li kama yamim shlo shamati shlom achecha o shlom atzon. A few days have passed when your brothers are out watching the sheep in Shechem, and a few days have passed, I haven't heard from them. I don't know how they're doing, how the sheep's doing. Shnemar, as the verse says, Vayomer lo Moshe, Yaakov said to Yosef, please go out, see the peace of your brothers and the peace of the sheep. And Yosef was going and he was getting lost. So the angel Gavriel came across him, he bumped into him. Gavriel is the one that's called Ish. It says, an Ish found Yosef. Who's the Ish? So it says in the Navi, it says in the Pasuk in the Torah, Vayimtzehu Ish v'netoev v'sadeh, says the Medrash, Ish ze Gavriel. Gavriel, the angel, is called Ish, as the verse says in Daniel, Ve'ish Gavriel ashariti v'chazon, the man Gavriel I saw in the vision. So Gavriel comes across Yosef, and Yosef is lost, he's not finding his brothers. Amalo matam mvakesh, he said, what are you seeking? Amalo tachay anochim mvakesh, he said, I'm looking for my brothers. Shnemaz, the verse says, Vayomer, Yosef said, Etachai, Nochim Vakesh, I'm looking for my brothers. Holicho etzelechav. So Gavriel brought him till his brothers. here we see how much God wanted this to happen. The sale of Yosef had to happen. It was a part of history that had to occur. It was a great sin on our part. But God, so to speak, supported whatever support it needed to happen. God gave it. Once we had set up the cards in a way that this was what was supposed to happen, once the brothers had such enmity for Yosef, Yosef was speaking badly about them, Yaakov showed greater affection to Yosef, everyone had made their mistakes in this play, in this story. And now God says, okay, the next step, I'm going to ensure that the next step takes place, and that is the sale of Yosef and the descent of the Jews to Egypt. V'ra'uto, the brothers saw him from afar, uvikshu le'orgo, and they want to kill him. Shneimar, as the verse says, v'ra'uto merachok, they saw him from afar. So they're thinking, how should we kill him? We didn't do this yet, right? Okay. Amar lehem Reuven, al tishpichu dam. So the big brother Reuven says, let's not spill blood. Hashlichu oto al habor hazeh asher b'midbar. Let's throw him into this pit that's out here in the desert. And let him die in the pit. We shouldn't spill his blood with our own hands. V'shamu lo echav. They listened to him. V'lakhu et Yosef v'shlichu oto al habor. They took Yosef, threw him into the pit. Shneimar, as the verse says, v'yikachu. They took him, v'shlichu oto al habor. They threw him into the pit. Me'asa Reuven. What did Reuven do? Yosef's down in the pit. Halach v'yashav lo be'echad min ha'arim. He went up to one of the mountains and hid over there, assuming the brothers would leave the pit. And he'll come down from that mountain at night. The brothers won't know. They'll think he's out with his sheep. He won't come back to the brothers that night. He'll go down to the pit. Ulalot et Yosef nabor. He'll take Yosef out of the pit and send him back home. V'tishachav hayu yoshevim b'makom echad b'lev echad v'etzah echad. His nine brothers sat down together to eat. They all had the same plan. They all had an agreement. Yosef is to die. V'avru aleim yishmaelim. And then a caravan of Yishmaelites, Arabs, passed by. V'amru. And then the brothers said to one another, L'chu v'nimkarenu la'yishmaelim. Let's sell him to them. V'ayu molechim to l'kitzah mitbar. Let them take him out to the other edge of the desert. They'll take him across the Sahara. Then Yaakov avinu shomea shomod. And then Yaakov will never hear from him again. We'll see what will happen with his dreams. So Yaakov will think he's dead. We'll tell him he must have been devoured by a wild animal. Umachuto laYishmaelim b'slim kasef. They sold him to the Yishmaelim for 20 silver coins. V'chol echad v'echad natal shnei chsafim liknot minalim b'ragleihem. Each one took 2 silver coins to buy shoes. Shneimar, as the verse says, God says, the sin of Israel is still before me, God says, over their selling on micham b'kesef tzadik. That Israel sold the righteous one for money, ve'avyon b'avul na'alayim, and that pauper they sold for shoes. From this verse in Treyasar, in Amos, we learn that the brothers sold Yosef thinking they'll buy themselves new shoes. They said, we'll save Reuven his two. Amru, then the brother said, Nachrim b'neinu, will make a pact between us, a spiritual ostracization. That none of us will tell our father Yaakov till all of us agree. We'll make a pact that no one breaks the pact. No one's allowed to tell unless we all agree. Amalem Yehuda, so Yehuda said, how could we make such a pact? Reuven isn't present. You need 10 to make such a pact. So what they do, they said, God, we want you to join in. Join in the pact, you be number 10, v'chrimu. And they made the pact. No one's allowed to tell Yaakov where Yosef is. Once God is part of the pact, God doesn't either tell Yaakov what's happening with Yosef. V'yarad Reuven b'layla la'alot et Yosef min habor. And that night, Reuven came off his mountain, climbed down to the pit to take Yosef out of the pit. V'lo matza oto sham. He didn't find Yosef in the pit. Amar lehem, he went back to the brothers and said, haragtim et Yosef. You killed him. He said, he's not here. Must be you killed him after I left. Amar lehem, he said, you killed him. V'ani ani aniva. And how am I going to come home to dad? V'yigidu lo ta devar she'asu. So they told him, this is what we did. We sold him. V'etachem she'chrimu. And they said, this is the pact we made. V'shama Reuven et acherem v'shatak. Reuven heard the pact and became silent. V'gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu shatak, and God too was silent. U'mipnei acherem lo yigid hadvar li Yaakov. And because of the pact, Hashem did not reveal to Yaakov what had occurred. Even though it says Magid Dvarav LiYaakov, that God tells Yaakov what's happening in the world, God had a relationship with Yaakov where God would ordinarily tell him, but this God did not tell him. That's why Yaakov didn't know what happened. Yaakov's wondering, what's happening? And God isn't telling me. So Yaakov came to the inescapable conclusion, Tarov Toaf Yosef. Must be he was devoured. Rabbi Yanai taught, Mechirat Yosef lo nitkaper lashvatim ad shemetu. That sin, that the tribes sold their brother Yosef, that sin was not forgiven to the tribes till the day they died. Shenemar, as the verse says in the prophet in Yeshaya and Isaiah, V'nigla be'oznai Hashem tzvakot, God says, it's revealed to my ear, God says, Im yechupar ha'avon hazeh lachem atemutun, lest I forgive this sin to you till the day you die. V'imchirat Yosef, what happens after Yosef is sold? There's a famine. Ba'ra'av be'eretz Yisrael sheva shanim. For 7 years there was a famine in the land of Israel. V'yodoche Yosef v'asara lishbor ba'al mimitzrayim. It reached a point where the brothers had to go down to Egypt to buy food. U'matzut Yosef shu'u chai. And then when the whole story ended, they found out Yosef was alive. V'itiru t'achirim. They broke the pact. V'shama Yaakov al Yosef shu'u chai. Yaakov heard that Yosef was alive. V'chayta ruchon. And then his spirit came back to life. Shenemaz, the verse says, V'techi ruach Yaakov avihim. Yaakov's spirit came back to life. V'chimeta ruchon shel Yaakov shechayta. Was Yaakov's spirit dead that now it came back to life? When they made that pact for the next 22 years that Yaakov didn't have Yosef, God stayed away from Yaakov. He no longer had Ruach HaKodesh. So the brothers sinned out in the desert and Yaakov loses his Ruach HaKodesh. Yaakov knows, the last thing I know is when I sent Yosef out of the house, God was with me and everything was okay. Yosef didn't come home, I get his clothes in tatters and blood, and God isn't talking to me. For 22 years, God doesn't talk to Yaakov. Now that Yaakov hears that Yosef's alive, God could talk to Yaakov again. It says, Yaakov's spirit came back to life, v'tirgem unkulus. Unkulus translated that, v'sharat ruach nevuah al Yaakov abuhon. A spirit of prophecy again settled on Yaakov, their father. Rabbi Akiva omer, acher mi'ashvuah u'shvuah yacheren. That pact is like a vow, and a vow is like a pact. V'chol mishu mefer t'acherem kilu mefer t'ashvuah. Anyone that would break the pact, it's as though they would break a vow. Bechol mishu yodeh adavar ve'eno magid, ba'alav acherem umchale oto ve'etitza ve'et avanav. Shenemar, v'chilatu ve'etitza ve'et avanav. Teda lecha. Supposed to be two more slices, no?
Two more
slices, unless they're in the box.
Two more pizzas
or slices?
Slices. Two.
Ah. Okay. Sorry. 58, right?
Right.
Okay, guys, sorry for the interruption. Yishkach, you could give out the pizza.
Right.
We could eat and learn. 58, no? Wasn't that what they charged you?
No, it was 42.
They made a mistake.
I asked him 42 and he said,
okay. You sure you did your math right?
Yeah, I gave him a 50, he gave me 8 back.
Okay.
I didn't know there was 2 extra pieces, otherwise I would have maybe...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Just say that. So I'll call them, I'll work it out with them.
Okay, so...
Here's 52 and you're going to... Oh, you can give me the 8. Okay. Guys, you can eat the pizza. We'll continue learning. I ordered 10 slices, and when there were 10 people here when I ordered. There were 9 people here when I ordered. So whoever was here comes first. I'm sorry. I didn't know more people would come in. Usually the crowd gets smaller as the night goes on. Sorry. Yeah. How old was Yosef? 17
years old.
Hey, I have a place.
There were.
Why did Yitzhak? Why was I heard something about Yitzhak was also he was forced to attack also.
Well, according to this medrash, we don't know. There's another medrash that says they made a pact against anyone who would tell, and that's why Yitzhak was bound. Rashi goes with that medrash.
Okay. Because that would make more sense, because Yitzhak still had Megillah, right?
Right. Right. Ready to continue? Not yet. Okay.
We also need to go over...